This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
Doctor is in.
All right, don't touch that dial. You're not hearing things that aren't supposed to be here. It's Advanced Medicine one day late because yesterday was a snow day for GCN. So you got a double dose of Dr. Batar this week. And I'm glad that you are here, Dr. Rashid Batar. Happy belated birthday. I believe you had a birthday over the weekend. You were at an event. Everything went well. Men, can you hear Dr. Batar? Because I can't. Well, try again, Dr. Batar. I apologize. We couldn't hear you.
Oh, no. I said yes. I was at an event, and yes, it was my birthday over the weekend, and it was a great, successful event and great birthday.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we've got a comment from someone that went to it. In fact, I think actually it might be the time to just go ahead and roll it out since it's a, you know, a birthday, wonderful, loving, you know, comments from our listeners.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody.
Excuse me.
So this was this came in like the day after that Saturday event. It said, "Hi, RSB. Yesterday was Dr. Batar's birthday. And when I had the pleasure of seeing him yesterday, I didn't say all that I wanted." So Sarah says, please pass this message on to Dr. Batar. Happy birthday, Dr. Batar, the prime creator, gifted humanity, one of our greatest warriors when he created you. Thank you for the constant inspiration and all you do to spread your truth. Thank you for you. Lots of vitamin L and H. She says vitamin H is for hugs. That's from Sarah to you, Dr. Batar.
Thank you very much. Those very, very kind words and very generous words, and I appreciate them.
Of course, everybody else there was throwing things at you, so at least one person loved you.
Exactly. I'm glad you weren't there because I would have been pelted with rocks and garbage.
No, I would, garbage maybe, not rocks. Okay. Although they probably would have bounced off of you anyway. But regardless, no, we send you all the love we have and we can muster for you. We appreciate you so very much. So I think opening with a story that Super D says, this is right up Dr. Batar's alley. He knows you so well. Dr. Batar, it's scary. I'm thinking he's hanging out with you behind the scenes. I don't even know it. The headline reads, key to willpower lies in believing you have it in abundance. There's a lot of key words there that excite me, but I want to bring this up as we go into this discussion, willpower, because I think some people try to will things into existence and they end up fighting themselves. It's like the law of reversed effort. The more you try harder and squeeze, 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 the more it eludes you. So where is that balance between the will and what I call the grace of the creator?
Well, Robert, this is a very interesting can of worms that you just opened up. it's something that, you know, we never know which tangent we're going to go down and which rabbit hole we're going to go down, but you've actually opened up a very interesting point. I was actually going to take this on a different angle. So you talk about the willpower and the grace of the creator. That's one aspect of this, because obviously we know that what we were taught was that, you know, your willpower is very important, and, you know, if you will it, you can do it. But I think you're absolutely right. Sometimes you're squeezing too hard when you're holding onto the steering wheel, and you're squeezing too hard, and you're wondering why it's so hard to steer the steering wheel because of that over control, if you will. And if you just relax your grip, then it's not wearing you down anymore, and the vehicle is going to go in the direction it's supposed to go in, which is what you're talking about, the grace of the creator.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting is that when you start looking at willpower, I did some study back probably 30, 35 years ago, when I was still actually in my later high school years, and I came across a book. You've probably heard of Psycho-Cybernetics by Max.
Yeah, we've talked about it before, and I thought the strange irony there is, of course, we've lived radically different lives at the same time. They've paralleled so much. And one of the books I read, I don't know if I was, I think I was a teenager when I came across Psycho-Cybernetics, and it just drew me in. I'm like, dude, I think I want to do this stuff this lifetime. And of course, it wasn't what I did per se, but I've utilized the concepts that I've learned there ever since.
Exactly. And myself also. But what's interesting is that there was another book also entitled, very similar, I think it was also called Psycho-Cybernetics, but had another component to it. And it was written by another person. It wasn't written by Maxwell Maltz, who was a plastic surgeon here in the U.S. This was written by, I believe, he was a British PhD. And the gist of his book essentially came down to is that when you have willpower and you have imagination, willpower will always lose to imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And so when we have this willpower, we're fighting. That kind of like what you said, you know, it's almost like we're trying. What was the term you used? Reverse effort.
Reversed effort. It's kind of a concept that, you know, if you fight something so hard, you kind of get more of it. The concept of squeezing so hard to hold on to something that it eludes you. It squoze and right out of your grip.
Yeah, so the law of reverse effort. I like that. So this is basically what he talks about with willpower. But what's interesting is he says that instead of trying to harness willpower, now this is interesting what the title of this story is, key to willpower lies in believing you have it in abundance, which makes total sense.
The imagination, the belief.
That's exactly right. They have to actually utilize imagination to believe that you have willpower that's in abundance. So really, the analogy would be this. Let's say that you have a piece of cake, and your willpower is, I'm not going to eat this cake because I'm overweight, or I'm diabetic, or I don't need this cake because it's going to give me a sugar rush, or whatever the case is, I'm not going to eat the cake. That's what your willpower is. But your imagination supersedes the willpower because imagination is very, it feeds your brain with the taste of what that chocolate cake's going to, you know, feeling like in your palate, and the sensation you're going to get. I mean, the imagination starts to take off. I bet you've actually seen a cake once or twice and thought, oh, this would be really delicious, and you try it, and it's just crap. But your imagination tells us how good it is just by the way it looks. That's one reason that they have advertising budgets that are so expensive, because they're trying to make things look more palatable, more delicious, regardless of whether they actually taste that way or look that way in real life. That's what it is. They're harnessing that imagination that an individual has. So now your imagination is how delicious this cake is. Your willpower is, I'm not going to eat it, and the imagination will always win. So how do you harness the power of imagination in order to achieve what you want, what you desire? Mm-hmm. So now you look at that cake, but you imagine something extremely distasteful. You imagine soap or liver or something like that. And as you look at that cake, you imagine biting into this bar of soap and what it will taste like. And when you start doing that, it actually dissipates the desire that you have to ingest that cake. And now your willpower is actually not an issue because your imagination has superseded the will. You don't have to sit there and fight the urge to want to eat this cake because your imagination has already created that distaste in your mouth that you don't want to eat it. But it's
right. And now, as you say, you don't even have to use the willpower. Like the willpower was a crutch when you didn't use your imagination.
Exactly. But even in this title, key to willpower lies in believing you have it in abundance, which is again using imagination to
alter
your reality. So they're using imagination. For everybody out there, here's the key: utilize imagination and understand that it will always supersede willpower.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of the people that say we just do this, just believe in it enough, it'll happen. I mean, there's a lot of that that's like charlatans trying to sell you something. They take your money, and they really don't give you practical, how do you really get it done? And even just what you've said right now with an example that's so visceral, right? The idea of that cake, that would be so good to eat that cake. Then suddenly imagine a piece of soap and bite into the soap, and suddenly, ooh, I'm not that interested anymore. How did you transform instantaneously at the speed of light? Didn't require will to do that.
Exactly. It's, and the more you use it, this is another component that's unique with this. this skill, the more you practice it, the better you'll become. Your imagination becomes more graphic, more visual. You'll actually be able to elicit that emotion very, very quickly. So here's another component to this formula that I came up with I don't know whether I came up with it or I combined different things that I learned and then came up with it. But basically, your intention, what you want, your desire, in other words, lucky is the case, plus your imagination, thinking of the bar. So plus the emotion behind that desire, right? What's the emotion behind that? When you're eating a cake, a lot of people eat based on emotions. It's an emotional habit to eat. So if you have that emotion and you can actually imagine the emotion of satiation, you know, what does it feel like when you're satiated and you don't feel hungry? Or you feel the imagination, your emotion of excitement. Usually when people are excited, they're not interested in eating because you're excited. Usually people want to eat or they think about eating when they're bored, when they're depressed, when they're tired. They usually don't think of it when they're excited and there's a lot of things happening. Very rarely do people think about, oh, let me go have something to eat when you're in a state of excitement. So intention plus emotion plus imagination equals results.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you want to do in life, first set the intention, whatever you want, then put an emotion behind it. What is the emotion behind what you want, why you want it? And then visualize it, imagine it. Put those three things together, and you will be well on your way to achieving whatever your goal, whatever you set your mind to.
Dr. Bitar, we got about a minute or so before break. I hesitate to ask this, but you've been, you know, open about going through some challenges recently. And are you being tested to utilize these concepts we discussed on the air that you have made a big part of your life?
Yes, I have been challenged and I have been utilizing that, but I've actually cheated a little, Robert.
How so?
So I'll tell you how to cheat on this too. The way you cheat is you ask for prayers, because prayer supersedes everything.
You ask for help. And, you know, listen, there's something right about that. Being willing to ask for help, right? We sometimes, and I don't know if it could be a super mom dilemma, but a lot of folks, they get this idea that to ask for help is somehow inappropriate. And my gosh, there is something so extraordinary when you give another the opportunity to serve or help you, and even just offering prayers or love or support in that way. It isn't just the gift that you receive. It's the gift that you allow someone else to serve in this way. And I don't think people see it from that end enough.
Well, you know, it's interesting you said that, because I think I was one of those people that didn't see it enough. But I'll tell you, the power of prayer is so amazing, and I appreciate and love every one of those people out there that sent me prayers. I really, truly appreciate everyone doing that for me.
Beautiful. Advanced Medicine continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show Special Edition tonight with Dr. Bitar. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, you can go to medicalrewind.com if you ever miss a show. We've got questions of the day, so we're going to give some love back to you all with those answers coming up next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts of Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know we answer questions of the day, but when you were at the event this weekend on your birthday, did anybody come up and give you a hug? Did it happen at all? I was hoping there was some affection there, genuine affection.
Well, you know, it's actually interesting. I got some flowers delivered at the conference by one of my patients, and some balloons delivered by another one of my patients. It was just very nice. It was nice to be aware that I was loved.
Yes.
It was nice. And yes, they actually had a cake for me that night for dinner, but people weren't sure where they were going to go for dinner, and so the host of the conference had arranged for a number of the speakers to be together, and apparently they had a surprise cake for me, but they really weren't sure what was going on, so I just went and grabbed a bite to eat and went back to my room. So apparently they had a cake, and they were looking for me, and I was back in my room.
All right. Well, they had a cake, and they ate it, too. All right. Well, let's respond to our listeners right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this one's from somebody named Sumaya. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. A beautiful name. Hi, Robert, Dr. Bitar. Will the medication sorafenib, I have no idea if I pronounced that right, Dr. Bitar, cause more harm for a patient with liver tumor? The individual is diabetic and has heart problems and is on so many prescription meds. Does sorafenib help prevent in spreading tumors? And then our question, what are the natural options? Thank you. All right, Sumaya, we're going to give our level best. Remember, this is not advice. It's just information, education.
All right. So it's actually, that's a generic for drug that's called, the trade name is Nexavar. And, you know, it's a tyrosine kinase inhibitor. I know that. It's got an angiogenesis inhibitor aspect to it and also what we refer to as a VEGF, the vascular endothelial growth factor inhibitor. So angiogenesis, angio meaning blood, genesis meaning formation of new blood vessels. So it's an angiogenesis inhibitor, and that basically means it prevents the new formation of blood supply. So the thought process is that by inhibiting new formation of blood spikes, as a cancer is growing, it needs to supply itself with nutrients so that it creates its own insulin-like growth factors and such, that vascular endothelial growth factors, so that it can create this new vascular supply train to itself. The problem is that to say that it prevents the spread of tumors is not an accurate component, it's not an accurate statement. It's supposed to prevent the formation of new vascular supply to the tumor. But the question that you asked, which is the most important question, what other methods, without having to use a drug like this, are available to get the same, to achieve the same benefit? And that question comes back to one of the first things that I dealt with as a doctor in the conventional realm, in the ER, and I'd watched this thing called Sharks Don't Get Cancer with Ben, what was his name? He's the guy that made shark cartilage popular, which was actually being used at that time back in Cuba. And that's based on a study done on bovine cartilage. And bovine cartilage and shark cartilage have this anti-angiogenic factor that prevents the formation of new blood vessels. Mm. So to take a drug like this, which is specifically the sorafenib, is specifically used for renal cancer, liver cancer, I think thyroid cancer, I can't remember for sure. Yeah. It's an oral chemotherapy. And again, I am not into using pharmaceuticals because pharmaceuticals by definition inhibit reactions and pathways, and a natural substance helps to those pathways open up. So if I was trying to get the same benefit that sorafenib creates, I would use bovine cartilage or shark cartilage if I was a patient.
Yeah, I was speculating on the cartilage aspect. Of course, that's part of the connective tissue of the body. And, you know, we were talking with our buddy Chris Barr when we were at the Best Answer for Cancer. We talked also about silicon or silica being the key mineral for connective tissue integrity. And in order for cancer to spread, metastasize, it has to enzymatically chew through connective tissue. The strength in the connective tissue would inhibit some of the metastasis potential. And, of course, that's not an angiogenesis scenario, but it certainly is one of the strategies when we talk about cancer being a disease of deficiency as well as toxicity. All of these chemo drugs are adding to the toxicity and, of course, reducing the minerals available because they displace them with more toxins coming into the body.
Right. So the thing that you're talking about with the soft tissue and the metastasis aspect, the cancers release a substance called matrix metalloproteinases, which basically digest the soft tissue and allow the cancer to metastasize and spread. And so some of the things that we use are actually in some of the components that we use for patients for the immune modulating peptides are actually, they have basically the matrix metalloproteinase inhibitors built into it.
Beautiful. Listen, we got a lot more healing to go. A special edition of Advanced Medicine here with Dr. Rasha Bitar. You can also go to advancedmedicine.com. All the links are there in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And if you miss any of these shows, especially with Dr. Bitar, go to medicalrewind.com. Thousands of hours at this point. Really amazing stuff. Stick around. More to come.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I heard from my friend from Green Med Info, Sayer G. He says there are 3 bills right now in Florida being proposed to curb or curtail or eliminate exemptions to vaccination. Folks, the war is on, and it's not just in California. We knew they were going to try everywhere. So as soon as we get more details on that tomorrow, we're likely going to report on that and what you can do if you're in Florida or anywhere or elsewhere. And, of course, this is what is interesting and good about the Trump administration. They've really ramped up the awareness and the defense of religious freedom, religious liberty, that you should not be forced in any way, shape, or form to do things that violate your religious beliefs. And we stand for that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Bitar, it's an interesting story here about the number of people with 4 or more diseases. And they say that it's going to double by 2035, specifically for older people. But there are a lot of young people, myself included, and I'm, you know, a child of the 60s that had more than 4 diseases as a child. So, I mean, I'm thinking they're underestimating this by a lot, unless it's just me being egocentric.
No, I agree with you. I think that this is very much underestimated. And I had a lot of issues when I was in my late teens, early 20s, and I don't have any of those issues now. So it is something that most people don't have the resources, or they don't have the knowledge, or they don't have either one of those resources and knowledge. And so they think that the path that they're on is inevitable. There's not much they can do. They go to the doctor, they get worked up, you know, it's all in your head. Here, take an antidepressant, and they get buffed and turfed. I think that when we start looking at the commonalities of these disease processes, we start looking at the seven toxicities as in that's described in my book. I think that we start looking at the commonalities between these various disease processes, and they're all disease, all pathology starts from the same source, which is oxidative stress. And so if we start looking at heart disease, we look at cancer, we look at diabetes, we look at neurodegenerative disease, which is basically the same as heart disease, but affecting the periphery and the central nervous system, mm-hmm. The stroke and such, you start realizing that there's a very tight correlation, and it's all to do with insulin dysregulation and sugar, and which increases oxidative stress. So you've got these various things such as heavy metals and persistent organic pollutants and all these different things that increase oxidative stress. And just so to be clear, not all oxidative stress is bad, because when you exercise, that's oxidative stress too, but it's a good oxidative stress in the sense that it's getting everything else moving, but you don't want to overdo it. Like the runners that go out and run marathons and they, you know, like three or four marathons.
Or the ultra marathons they do, 100-mile right. runs. I mean, that's just.
Exactly. Yeah. They just keel over dead, you know, from the lactate dehydrogenase. They've just pushed their system too far. So the point is in balance and making sure in moderation, but you exercise, yes, you're going to increase oxidative stress. But all these pathologies, when you look at the four or more diseases, it's just like that lady that asked a question about her uncle, right, in the previous question. He has diabetes, he has heart disease, and he has cancer. So there's a lot of – when you get one of these diseases, you've got the framework to actually develop all those diseases. So it's not hard to imagine a person getting with one disease and then it just unraveling itself into others. A lot of my patients over the age of 65 – 70, when they get heart disease, they come to us and then end up getting cancer a couple of years later. After we treat them for heart disease, they end up getting cancer or vice versa. And I've treated these people. I've got one patient of mine who's a very well-known father of NASCAR. I'll say his name because he's been on ESPN, CNBC, Fox, et cetera, and he says all the time that I'm his doctor, and, you know, we saved his life from heart disease and cancer. That's Ned Jarrett. But we treated him for both things, for heart disease, and then a couple of years later, well, probably 10 years later, for cancer, too. The reason I bring this up is because it's important to recognize that just like many of these things are caused by the same common factor, if you do the right things, you're actually negating all these different things that will lead to all these different disease processes. So if you reduce your oxidative stress and you reduce the things that will exponentially increase that oxidative stress, such as the persistent organic pollutants, the heavy metals, you're going to reduce your incidence of, if you're prone to heart disease, you're going to reduce the likelihood of you having heart disease, and also set yourself up to have a better immune system and less chance of having cancer. It's not something that's going to prevent it necessarily, but if you do all the right things, you're going to have a lower incidence and lower chance of actually mm-hmm. developing those different diseases. So I'm not surprised by this at all, the number of older people with four or more diseases. I think it's probably, like you said, a very underestimated number. It's very conservative.
Yeah, and any one of them could be caused by the same thing as any of the other of them, and in fact they are. And I think that's a point that's overlooked. Now, we have strengths and weaknesses, all of us. We call them, you know, our constitution, right? We have those unique aspects to each of us. And although they may manifest one way and not another, if you're on this planet long enough and you don't count for the inflammation, the toxic burden, the reduction in total mineral content of the body because you didn't know you were depleted, right? Then it can begin to manifest in areas that you were previously strong. So, that concept of invincibility, yeah, you may have a strong constitution that strengthens, you know, your vascular system over your nervous system or your skeletal system over your vascular system. But eventually, the wholesale breakdown of the entire body, and we talk about it in terms of the controversial diagnosis of AIDS not being caused by a retrovirus, but being caused by a total breakdown of the immune system. What created it? What caused it? Well, we would have to go individually and see what lifestyle factors, all of that. The same scenario in terms of later in life, what they call geriatric diseases. that I don't call them geriatric diseases, because just because you're old isn't the reason you got sick. It's the accumulation over time without countering it, without living that lifestyle that could preclude that necessity supposedly from happening, which isn't a necessity. Again, go back to the ancient cultures or the very few that still exist on the planet where they live to ripe old ages well past the century mark, and they work out in their in the gardens, in the fields, and then, you know, when they're ready to go, they know, they go off in their hut, and in a day or two or three, they're very peacefully moving on. That so rarely happens in a Western culture that has removed itself from the natural order of the universe.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this accumulation, this accumulative effect of the environmental triggers that cause the manifestation of pathology, i.e., it's not the genetic code, but the environmental trigger of those genetic codes, it's that accumulation, it's that accumulative effect that we're really dealing with. And I think that's the take-home message here, is that, yeah, the four or more diseases, sure, but look, you'll be surprised that there's only one or two causes for all those different diseases that those people have. And if you remove those one or two causes, you're going to get a much bigger bang for your buck. It's almost like going out and paying for one pizza and you get four pizzas. You know, so here, you just have to take care of this one underlying causation, and you're going to get rid of these three or four diseases.
Yeah, exactly. Again, go to the heart of it, the cause of it, if you will, truly, not the chasing of the symptoms. And, of course, these are diagnoses, and people, for some reason, they become very attached to the diagnosis, just as they become attached to their, my doctor, my doctor, my doctor. My mom has to push, she watches this. She's going to be 84 on, was it the 29th? I don't know what day of the week that is. I haven't looked. But the reality is she's dealing with people 30 years her junior talking about all the ailments they're suffering from, and she's, you know, not on any drugs. And she's out dancing them. How is that possible, Dr. Bitar? It's not because she got lucky. She had chronic diseases earlier in life, but when she woke up like I did, changed her lifestyle, it changed her future, and now she's living, you know, manifesting that renewed health, even in her so-called elder years.
Exactly. So it's one of the things that if we start doing the right things at the right time in our life, we start early on, and this really comes down to, wouldn't you agree, Robert, that this comes down to just forming the right habits earlier on, and then they become part of your life and part of your makeup, and you don't even think about it, just how you live your life? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it became embedded in my life in my 20s because I had lived 24 years with chronic illness. So when I was convinced that indeed the toxicity, the deficiency, all of these things in my lifestyle, even unbeknownst to me in ignorance, had created this scenario, I changed my lifestyle. And you know, you've teased me about how hardcore I am about quality of food going into my body. I'm like, no, I've been too miserable and sick. I don't want to go back there.
Yeah, and I have teased you about it, but it's also a testament to your consistency. And I think this is where everything comes down to, is consistency. So, you know, whether it's your exercise regimen, just doing something small and simple every day, or every other day. It's just the consistency aspect. It doesn't take that much. Like, people think, at my age, you know, I don't think I'm that old, but, you know, if you're 52 and you're doing three sets of 89 push-ups. But you know what? It's not that hard to do three sets of 89 push-ups, diamond and close grip and reverse fist, when you started doing them on a regular basis 10 years ago, 12 years. I started doing them 10 years ago when I stopped losing weight. And so it doesn't feel hard at all. But if when you don't do it, and then you just go for it one time, then, you know, you're going to pull a back muscle or something, you do 10, 15 push-ups, and you feel like you, you just moved a house or something.
So it's the long view. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so right. And you set the stage for 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the road by what you do today, folks. So integrate it. Read, by the way, for those of you new, I know we got new listeners all the time, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away by Dr. Arashi Bitar, a great book that is a guidebook. Kind of like what Ty and I put together in a smaller fashion, a little differently, with Unlock the Power to Heal. We've got tools here that can transform your life, not because you get lucky, but because you take advantage, and that's kind of a weird way to say it, of the spiritual laws that are physical laws too. And you apply them in your life. My gosh, look at, they pay you back tenfold, a hundredfold, a thousandfold.
They really do. You're absolutely right. And it's just simple things done consistently, not in a sprint, but on a, sprinting is good, but I mean, if you don't sprint and just work out once in 2 weeks and then don't work out the rest of the year, you need to do it consistently. You need to eat consistently. Yeah. You need to sleep consistently, rest consistently, exercise consistently. And it's all about balance, consistency and balance.
Yeah. Real quick, let's see if we can answer a question here. Robert, I'm a big fan of yours since a few years. You have helped me keep it real regarding my health, and I want to thank you. My mom has a condition called spasmodic dysphonia. It's really heartbreaking seeing her losing her voice since 5 years now. She's on thyroid medication ever since, but that's it. All conventional docs are clueless about what is causing this, and they all propose, oh, more Botox injections. Last hour, somebody was getting Botox injections into her butt, not for cosmetic purposes, but to heal a fissure. Now they want to give her Botox injections into her vocal cords. She doesn't want to commit to this, but she is losing patience now. Anyway, if you have some time, I'd like to hear what you guys think could be done. Real quick, and then we'll add more to it after the break. Go ahead, Dr. Pitar.
Well, dysphonia is basically it's a dystonia of the larynx is what spasmodic dysphonia is. And, you know, these, if you look at the words, they really, these diagnoses or these conditions, they really are nothing more than a description of what the person's having.
Right.
But dysphonia is pain, phonia is talk, spasmodic. There's a spasm when the person talks and it causes some pain. So that's really what it comes down to. And it's actually not just pain, but it also causes, you know, like a paralysis type thing. So they could be many different things that cause this, Robert. It could be a musculoskeletal, viral, bacterial.
Let's talk about some of the possibilities here for Flo. She's asking a nice question about her mom. When we come back, we got one more segment here doing advanced medicine with Dr. Raj Pitar, as we do each and every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links in the upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And we'll talk to y'all on YouTube. That are, if you're watching, it's right there now.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wally, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wally's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, I want to thank Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, for being on last hour talking about the weaponizing of healthy people. Fascinating. Also, of course, acknowledging Neil Diamond's diagnosis with Parkinson's. Again, more reason why this year is the year of preventing neurological degradation. Every year is, but I'm focusing a lot of discussion on that because we're hearing it more and more. And Dr. Vitar is here to help us all with that, advanced medicine. We were talking briefly about the dysphonia. It occurred to me one of the things with spasms, don't you think magnesium a lot?
They've actually already got this isn't a systemic issue. It's usually a very localized issue. I mean, I guess you could use it, try it, but I don't think it's so much a mineral deficiency as it is usually some type of an assault or like a viral or bacterial type causation.
Sure.
Sometimes it can actually be an emotional thing, too, believe it or not.
Well, I was thinking that. You know, we've talked a lot about the manifestation of physicality from emotional states. You know, a lot of women with thyroid, Roseanne Lindsay talks about that, the fear of speaking your truth, letting your voice be heard, for instance, and that could be playing itself out in a woman that has been alive for a long time and maybe lived through an era where women weren't allowed to speak, and it could manifest that way, for instance.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point to bring up, and we've seen patients with cancer of the vocal cords, and they felt that they couldn't express themselves during their tenure in the marriage that they were in or whatever the case may be. So there's a very significant cause of emotions, or emotional cause, I should say, of disease. And again, I would refer people back to Louise Hay's work. Mm-hmm. I've become very aware of this in the last few years, and especially in the last 6 months or so.
Right.
But really, we all need to look at this. And I mean, she was so far ahead of her time. God, she was doing this in the 1960s. She wrote the books where she talked about these and correlated the various emotional components with the various types of pathology. So,
right. And what kind of deranged pathology is leading people to believe that every winter they suffer from a deficiency of mercury-containing flu shots? The latest article here, science being ignored as deaths from the flu continue to mount among mass flu vaccinated population. Again, all of these deaths, how many of these people percentage-wise are vaccinated? And they're saying a large percentage of them, in fact, are.
Yeah, so why is that the case? Because if these flu shots are working and it's becoming more and more popular, and you can get a flu shot at the gas station, you can get a flu shot while you're shopping for groceries, you can get it in the airport and kiosk. I may be exaggerating a bit, but pretty much you can
not
get
really.
A flu shot anywhere. So
yeah,
I'm not really. So the point is, obviously, it doesn't work. I mean, you would think that this is self-evident, right? I mean, everybody's getting flu shots. It's not working. More flu than ever. Go figure. You know, people that are getting the flu. I didn't have the flu. You didn't have the flu. We didn't get the flu shot. It's because our immune systems are intact. We're not putting various types of DNA addicts and toxins into our systems, and we're making sure wash our hands and keep our hydration up.
We also have learned over the past years, and we've reported on it here, that in any given flu season, the reality is that maybe 10 to 15% of people actually have influenza viruses replicating in their body. The rest of you have flu-like manifestations of symptoms, but no flu. So what's the point? Especially when you combine that with a flu shot that is admittedly 10 to 15% effective and only 10% to 15% actually have it. What the hell are they doing?
Yeah, well, those are very, very inflated numbers. It's not 10 to 15% effective, first of all. That is so inflated. I would say maybe like 1% effective, and that's only because, you know, that's dumb luck.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with the flu vaccine. I can tell you that if you poll people just at a conference and ask people, how many people have got the flu shot, they raise their hand. How many people that got the flu shot got the flu? Pretty much everybody raises their hand. And if you ask people, like in my life, you know, Robert, you remember the story from the military, I have only had the flu twice, and both times, those are the 2 years I had the flu shot. So
yeah.
I would recommend for people that if you really, really, really want to prevent the flu, don't get the flu shot. Wash your hands. Take some vitamin
C. Stay hydrated.
Shoot silver. Stay hydrated. Yeah.
Exactly. These are the things, the strategies to prevent it. And, of course, reality will set in once you realize that the inflated statistics, not only about flu deaths, but about flu incidents every year, made up to what? Sell and promote flu shots. And, of course, the CDC does profit off of them. They are the primary distributor. So a lot of money flows through. They depend on our ignorance to kind of fall prey to this. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially not when we do advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Dr. Bitar, tell them what they need to know, because it's time to go.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.